ओम शांति। आज तो आप लोग जा रहे हैं और जाकर के कहेंगे लीडर्स को बुलाया था, लीडरशिप का तो कुछ हुआ ही नहीं, तो इसलिए ये सेशन भी सोल कॉन्शियस लीडरशिप। सो एक्चुअली वी आर गोइंग बैक एज एंजल्स ऑफ गॉड मैसेंजर्स टू स्प्रेड द मैसेज ऑफ पीस एंड लव, एंड एनीबडी हु इनिशिएट्स बिकम्स अ लीडर। सो यू ऑल आर ऑलरेडी लीडर्स। अभी स्पिरिचुअलिटी के एंगल से भी आप लोग बहुत कुछ यहाँ से लेके जा रहे हैं, बट हाउ कैन यू ट्रांसलेट दिस नॉलेज इन टू प्रैक्टिस इन योर वर्ल्ड, इन योर प्रोफेशन? सो दैट्स वॉट इज सोल कॉन्शियस लीडरशिप ऑल अबाउट, एंड मोर विल बी सेट बाय बाला भाई। सो बिफोर ही बिगिन्स, देर इज अ फ्यू कुछ लॉस्ट प्रॉपर्टी है, तो ये जिसका भी है, एंड दिस बुक्स बिलोंग टू मीनाक्षी मित्तल, अलका मित्तल, एंड देयर इज अ फाइल आल्सो। सो वी कीपिंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स इन द सोफा राइट हियर, सो दैट व्हेन यू लीव यू कैन जेंटली पिक दिस अप इफ इट इज योर्स। थैंक यू। ओवर टू बाला भाई।
सो वेलकम बैक। आफ्टर यस्टरडेज सेशन आई गॉट सम वेरी गुड फीडबैक एंड थैंक यू, एंड सम वेरी गुड क्वेश्चंस टू, वेयर सम ऑफ द यंग पेरेंट्स केम एंड आस्क्ड मी, What do we do with our kids? वो तो यहां नहीं है, and it is so difficult. So now I want to invite one brother. He should be here somewhere. Please come. So last year his wife came. They heard about the digital wellness, and what they did in their home with their kid, I wanted him to share. बिकॉज अगर वो थर्ड स्टेप धारणा, वो इम्प्लीमेंटेशन नहीं सुनते हैं ना, हमको लगता है आबू में पर्वत के ऊपर बाला से शिवानी से सुनना अच्छा लगता है, पर्वत के नीचे आके तो देखें। सो पर्वत के नीचे से ही बुलाया है इनको।
ओम शांति। सो लास्ट ईयर मेरी वाइफ ने अटेंड किया था ये सेशन। आई वॉज लिटिल एंग्री कि क्यों कर रही हो ये सब चीजें, बट शी फोर्स्ड मी और विद आउट ऑफ लव शी सेंट मी हियर टूडे। ट्रस्ट मी, लास्ट ईयर के बाद से हम लोगों ने मोबाइल देना हमारे बेटे को बंद कर दिया। ही इज जस्ट 5 ईयर नाउ। इनिशियली बहुत ज्यादा, हिंदी में बोलते हैं कि टकराव आया,
नहीं नहीं हिंदी में बोलते,
बहुत ज्यादा उसने जिद करी। हम लोग ने एक छोटा सा एक्सपेरिमेंट किया कि हम उसके साथ इन्वॉल्व होना स्टार्ट हो गए। खाना खा रहे हैं तो उसके साथ खाएंगे, मोबाइल हमने बंद कर दिया, टीवी का स्विच बंद कर दिया, बोला टीवी खराब हो गया, टीवी नहीं है। एंड जो ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन उस बच्चे के अंदर आया, आज वो 5 साल की उम्र में अपनी उम्र के बच्चों से कहीं ज्यादा उसकी थॉट प्रोसेस हो गई है और काफी आगे वो सोचने लगा है। सो दिस छोटा सा एग्जांपल चेंज आवर लाइफ फॉर माय सन, एंड हम लोग एज अ फैमिली बहुत ज्यादा कनेक्ट होने लगे। लाइक हम उसके साथ टाइम ज्यादा स्पेंड करते हैं, उसके साथ खेलते हैं। अगर वो किसी चीज के लिए जिद करता है तो उसको बोलते हैं कि हमें सिखाओ आप, एंड दैट इज द इजिएस्ट वे वो इंगेज्ड होना स्टार्ट हो गया। दैट इज आवर एक्सपीरियंस। थैंक यू सो मच बाला भाई फॉर दैट वंडरफुल एक्सपीरियंस। ओम शांति।
डिड आई यूज द वर्ड इजी एनी टाइम इन यस्टरडे सेशन और इन द लास्ट 2 डेज? डिड आई यूज द वर्ड इजी? आई डिडंट, nor am I going to use it today, because it's not easy, it's difficult, but when you do it, it becomes easy, right? I said easy busy, yes I remember, thank you. But otherwise in terms of actual implementation, we need to spend little more time, aisa nahi ho jayega. And they worked hard, the brother was sharing, it was a struggle, but now you see the benefit. Yes, very good. So we'll start. Every spirituality, the word spirituality itself has spirit in it, yes? And every shape and form of spirituality starts with this simple, either you call it principle, belief, truth, sentence, concept, it's up to you. Aham Atma, Mama Shariram. I am soul, this is my body. And this is what you have been listening for the past couple of days, including today. Now, how profound is this simple concept our belief or truth and how it can be translated into our day-to-day life, we will explore that today. And this is what I call as applied spirituality. Because a lot of us get confused. Yeah, aaye hain, sune hain, but some of us feel even guilty to tell our colleagues ki hum Brahma Kumaris ke paas jaake aaye hain. Ab kyun gaye hain? You are just starting your life. Because they don't understand how can this be translated. And today, we will explore this topic of the applied spirituality. Okay? Now, when I heard the Brahma Kumaris slogan, when I changed the world changes many, many years ago, I thought they got it all wrong. They got it ulta. That's what I thought. But as I started exploring, it made a lot of sense. How? Let me show you with a simple graphic. First, it starts with my smriti, which is awareness. Who I think I am. That's our awareness. Yes or no? And who I think I am influences how I view the world. And how I view the world determines what I find in the world. Smriti se vritti, vritti se drishti. And how I act depends on what I see. Kriti. And the world I create around me is the result of my actions. Srishti. And the srishti around me conditions and influences my smriti. And that completes the circle. UN thought by 2025 we will be able to reach the Sustainable Development Goals SDP. Now they have moved it to 2030 or maybe 32. Because a lot of our efforts start from here. Am I right? We want to change this, so we start here because that's the closest. But won't work. And interestingly, UN has realized that there is something fundamental that is not happening, which is not allowing us to change the way we want the world to change. And that's when Brahma Kumaris have also introduced this concept of changing the consciousness, not just your kriti. And that's where this one starts. And this is where the Brahma Kumaris begin. Aham Atma Mama Shariram. You start with that smriti. And how does this smriti lead to vritti, drishti, kriti, and then finally the transformation of the world? We will explore that today. Very simple framework, nothing confusing. Any questions so far? Because it's important that you have this in your mind. Smriti se vritti, vritti se drishti, drishti se kriti, krisi se srishti, or srishti se smriti. Let's start. So what is awareness? Awareness is who I believe I am or who you believe you are. When you step into your office, who do you believe you are? That's the awareness you have. When you step into your home, you have heard your kids sometimes saying, Papa, you're home. You're not in office, you're at home. When you move with your friends, when you step out to represent your office or country, it's me, but my awareness, what smriti I have in that particular situation depends on the context. And this awareness is often unconscious and subtle. Now, let's explore this concept of awareness in a little more detail. And don't mind, I'm going to take a little bit of a controversial example. Now, science says our ancestors are like I guess that one represents the current state of the world. And the religion says our ancestors were like this. Now, it's just a question of belief. Now, if I believe I am fundamentally an ape, if that's my awareness, with basal instincts and my nature is to fight and win, then This is how I act. Subnatural. One thing that Shivani Ben keeps repeating is stress is natural. Ye smriti badal do pehle. So I am ape, I am an animal. Then what happens? You are asking me to go against my instincts and telling me to be peaceful? Because my natural instinct is to get angry. Because that's who I am. That's the belief. Instead, if you slightly change your awareness, then what happens? I don't have to struggle. I am that. You saw how many times in meditation, how many of them, they continuously repeated, I am love, I am peace, I am Master Almighty Authority, I am Lighthouse. You see that? I am. That change in Smriti. So when I change my Smriti and I say, I am fundamentally divine, what happens? I don't have to borrow something from outside. I need to just emerge because I am that. I just have to remove the lid. Now this is happening with just change of awareness. So this is not about who is right or wrong. We are not talking about right or wrong at all. But the point is, awareness impacts action. Who you think you are impacts what you do and how you view the world. Very important. And this is very, very subtle. And that's why it's so difficult. Because it fundamentally changes everything. And belief impacts our behavior. All of you are familiar with this iceberg model, or most of you. Our beliefs, what we believe, influences what we think. And what we think influences what we feel. And what we feel influences how we act and the results we get. So fundamentally, it is what we believe, smriti, awareness, that influences the world outside. So you want to change this? Where will you begin? And that is when the change will be lasting. Almost all change efforts, they fail or they give very little result because we don't start here. So that gave you a glimpse of the importance of awareness. Is that okay? Next, we'll explore how this awareness impacts my attitude, my vritti. Who I think I am influences how I see things, and how I see things influences what I find. Okay, let's do a very simple exercise. And just tell me what you are seeing, okay, and then you get the Kriti and Srishti which we will explore. So what do you see? Just tell me what you are seeing. Those who have already seen it before, don't answer. You see a bird? Yes, you see a couple of legs, you see grass, you see some water, some birds, and holding some small kid. This is what is visible. Am I right? Now what do you see? Are you able to see a fish, a boat, and somebody in the boat? Are you able to see the trees? Are you able to see some tents-like structures and now water went behind and then you are able to see the grass here? Now, if I ask you, is there a boat here? If I ask you, is there a beak here? Is there a tree here? Is there a leg here? What will be your answer? The best answer you can give is depends. Or you will say yes and no. Because it depends on how you are seeing it. I haven't changed a single pixel in the picture. Not a single picture. Not a single pixel. But when I inverted it, you started seeing something else. when I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. Very important principle. When I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. And the things themselves, they don't have to change. I just have to change the way I look at them. And in one sentence, if you summarize whatever we hear from Awakening and all the Brahmakumaris, it is this. Because I can't change the world. I can't change my boss. Yes or no? Can't. I can't change my family members. I can't even change my spouse. Forget about it. At the most, maybe I can change myself. But when I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. So when you change the smriti, what is it that you are going to look inside you from that angle? How you look at yourself suddenly changes. You are no longer a bag of weaknesses, but you are a bundle of virtues. Such a big difference. One change in smriti changes my attitude, how I look at things. When I change the how I look at myself, it changes what I find in myself. Until now, I thought I was a bhikari. Ek bhikari dusre bhikari ko kabhi shaukar nahi bana sakta. Yes or no? A beggar can never make another beggar rich. That is why the world is filled with so much sorrow. Because I always want love. I want love from you, you want love from me. Both of us keep begging each other, thinking that we both will become rich. Wow. But here, it's turned upside down. We say you are the master, you are the giver. And then see the whole thing change. And it changes with this smriti, that I am a bundle of virtues, I am not a bag of weaknesses. That one change in smriti. And another beautiful word, which we have been talking a lot in the last couple of days. Respect, if you split it, it becomes respect. Respect means look. So when I re-look at myself in this manner, I start gaining my own respect. When I start looking at people, respect at the world, I start respecting them too. Because now I am seeing them as a bundle of virtues, not as a bag of weakness. So that weakness is not a scar. Right? It's a drop of water which will go away because it's temporary. I am respecting and automatically I start respecting. And that's where self-respect happens. When I respect myself, I start gaining my own respect. Now I am no longer weak. Now I no longer need help. That does not mean I will not take help. I will take, but not in a lachari or bechari halat. No. Right? We both work together. And see the difference it makes. And that is what is respect, right? I consider you as my equal. So when I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. How you look at yourself, how are you looking at your kids, how are you looking at your organization? I'll digress a little bit here. There's one beautiful book for all the leaders here. Please purchase it on Amazon and read it. It's called The Living Company. The Living Company. It's written by Arie Dee Goo. He is from Netherlands. And the analogy he takes is, if an organization were be treated as a human being, how would you approach the organization? Fascinating stuff. You don't consider organization as a machine, because that's one metaphor. But if you take another metaphor, organization as an organism or a living being, how would you approach it? When you respect, when you change the way you look at the organization, the things you look at change. Because like any living being, the organization can also learn, can also grow, can also have sanskars, can also have weaknesses, can also have immunity. Fascinating, can also get infected. Because now an organization is an organism, it's a living being. So when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's the new awareness for the new world. That's why we begin here, and so many times it is stressed, I am a soul. This is the reason. Because without changing the smriti, you cannot change the srishti. Ye law hai. Now, and that's where Ahamatma Mama Shariram. So this Smriti, we will explore how it can influence our whole Srishti. Ready for that? Good. Let's do this. So Smriti se kya banti hai? Sthiti. Whatever I keep telling myself, that is what creates my mood, my state of being. And Sthiti se Swaroop. Because if I keep telling myself, that is what I become. My Swaroop. Or Swaroop se Samarthi. I can do this or I cannot do this. I start from there. And when I say I can't do this, like we discussed yesterday or day before, all your motivation goes down because you are starting. And that is why we so focus so much. Because the simple equation is Smriti se Samarthi. Kisi ko Samarth banana hai, including your own kids, including your own team members. Smriti change karo. Then getting this Samarthi becomes so easy. What Suraj Bhai beautifully started yesterday. Right? You start with your positive thoughts and then the world around you can start becoming positive. Smriti ko change karo. To sthiti bhi badlegi, swaroop bhi badlega aur aapka samarthya bhi badlega. So now you see how important that one single line Aham Atma Mama Shariram is. Now let's go further. So when we talk about soul, there are two things: awareness of soul and embodying this knowledge, dharana, after yoga, that is after understanding. So we talk about Atam Abhimani Sthiti. So Atam Abhimani Sthiti ka matlab kya hota hai? That is translating this knowledge that I am a soul into my thoughts, my attitude and my awareness. How does that happen? So soul consciousness means, each one we will explore, I am unique, I am equal, I am not same, I am equal, there is a difference, I am valuable, I am master, I am not a victim, I am a creator, not created, I am creator, I am capable, I am powerful, I am eternal, I am connected and I am light. This is soul consciousness. Now how do we translate this into our day-to-day life is what the rest of the presentation is about. Because this is what soul consciousness is. When I change my smriti, these are the things I will naturally get. Yes or no? There's no struggle because it becomes so easy now. I just change, it's like a switch. I change the switch and suddenly all this light appears. Now let's explore. Let's do a simple exercise. Open a fresh page and divide the page like this. Draw a line. Draw a line in the middle. Vertically. Because you keep asking vertical or horizontal. So I'm telling you, it's vertically. So open a page, draw the line vertically and divide it into 7 parts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you draw 6 lines, you'll get 7 parts. You get 7 parts. Done? Done? Now, each part, if you divide your current age by 7, round it off to the nearest number, then this becomes 7 stages of your life until now. Say you're 49, easier, 7 sevens are 49. So, this will be until 7 years, this is 14, 21, 28, and then you come, last it will be 49 years. Is that okay? Write it down. Your age. I'm not going to see. Don't worry. It's for you. So you divide your age into 7 parts and then start writing it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Or you can divide it into 6 parts so that you will get 7. Because from here to here it will be 49. So this will be 42 and this will be 49. The last one. So 7 stages of your life. Write the number. Is that okay? Done? Done? I would encourage all of you to participate, especially if you have come with your spouse. And you don't have to show it, but you first do it. Any questions? Can I move on? So now, listen carefully. what I want you to do is, this is the right hand side is about positive experiences in your life, and the left hand side is not so positive experiences in your life. So until 7 years, whatever you remember, anything that is positive happened, you are going to put a dot on the right side. Wait. Now that distance of the dot which you put on the right side, the positive experience, is proportional to the intensity of how positive it is. Agar wo thoda positive hai to yahan aayega, ab bahut positive hai to yahan aayega. The same thing within not so positive experiences. Is that clear? You put a dot, and that dot, the distance from this line, the distance of that dot is determined by how intense that positive experience is. Agar wo positive experience kam hai to itna aayega, aur bahut zyada hai to itna aa jayega. You can decide, use your own scale. Okay, so, and not so positive this side, for example here, so there is nothing much I remember from until the age of 7. So when I was 12, I became captain of football team. Good, that's a positive experience. So this is here. And then when I was 14, I had serious accident, and then first serious relationship, again job promotion, then got married. Now depends whether it will come here or here. That's fine. If you are with the spouse, you better put it on the right side. So you decide depending on whatever you can recall in that period of your life. Start plotting your lifeline. Go ahead. Whatever you can recall. Don't write it at that time how you felt. Don't review it from today. Now don't read, but just check the shape of what is drawn by someone to your left or to the right, whoever it is. Even if it is your spouse, it's okay. You don't have to read. Just look at the shape. Does it match yours? Or is it different? Different? There are more than 250 people in the hall. I can guarantee you that not one single shape will match with the other. What does this show? What does this say? This simple exercise. And what did you observe through this? Are there more positives or more negatives? That's life. We tend to forget. But life is always balanced more on the positive side than on the negative. So if you objectively sit and review, we are lucky. We are capable. We are happy. It's just that we don't bring that into smriti enough. Now this is what says that I am unique. The first principle of soul consciousness. Now how do I translate this into my life? It's very simple but very, very profound. First, I am unique means there is no one else like me. Yes or no? At your back. No one else like you in the whole universe. Wow. Aur koi hai hi nahi aap jaisa. Now that also means I cannot become you and you cannot become me. Corollary. I'm just drawing from that one single principle of I am unique. Which all of us agree? Right? It's a universal truth, right? We don't have to struggle. I cannot become you, you cannot become me. If I am unique, you are also unique. The next corollary. Simple. Next. When I inculcate, when I bring this uniqueness principle into my consciousness, that I am unique, you are unique, what happens? How does it impact the self? Beautiful, isn't it? Because you go back to the previous slide. Whatever I do, I can never become you. Then what's the point in me trying to become you? Whatever I force you, you can never become me. Then what's the point in me worrying, becoming sad, bad, mad that you're not doing what I want you to do? Or you're not becoming like me? Because you are you. I am, that's it. And next, they come naturally because there's nobody else like me on this earth. That self-acceptance, that self-compassion. I'm not talking about that general principle, I'm like this only. No, you can grow, you can become better. I'm not talking about I'm like this only. I'm saying that acceptance that this is who I am, and then I start to become a better version of myself. all types of comparisons disappear because comparison becomes meaningless. Yes or no? Because when I can never become you, how can I measure how much I have become like you? Meaningless. Or how much you have become like me? Meaningless. So all comparisons disappear. And when comparisons disappear, kitne likes aaye? Kitne followers bane? Does it have any meaning? And so does jealousy. And see how that improves self-acceptance. Because that need to compare and validate with someone else completely disappears because this is meaningless. Because I want to become a better version of myself because I can become a better version of myself. As simple as that. So when I am in relationships, this is what helps me to develop non-judgmental awareness. That is Sakshi Drashta Sthiti. And that starts with this smriti that I am a soul. That's when you will be able to detach. Until then you can't. You must have read outside just this hall, there's a nice saying, people can't think, that's why they judge. So beautiful. That's from Carl Jung. He said people can't think, that's why they judge, because it's easier to judge than to think. But when you practice non-judgmental awareness, I am not imposing my story on you, I am seeing the facts as they are. Yaar, aap samajhte nahi ho. इतने साल हो गया आप मेरी दृष्टि से देखो ना मेरी एंगल से देखो ना आप जज क्यों करते हो राइट एंड हाउ डज इट इंपैक्ट रिलेशनशिप्स योर यूनिक मीन्स योर टेस्ट योर रिएक्शंस योर एबिलिटीज आर ऑल डिफरेंट एंड दैट्स ओके दैट इज व्हाट यूनिकनेस मीन्स बाला भाई 30 साल हो गया मुझे व्हाइट पसंद है और उसको ब्लैक पसंद है 30 साल बाला भाई क्या ये कोई बात है 30 साल के बाद भी आई एम सो वीक यार आई कांट मेक हर लाइक व्हाइट एंड शी सिंग्स द सेम थिंग आई एम सो स्टूपिड आई कांट मेक हिम लाइक ब्लैक एंड म्यूचुअल रेस्पेक्ट लिस्ट increases because I am not trying to impose myself on you because I recognize that won't work, it's meaningless. And then I start listening to you. Such a huge thing in today's world, nahi? When someone just listens to me. That's why I think ki listening ka bhi koi channel hona chahiye. And there's an app, one of them was introducing, very interesting app where you just call and speak and they will listen and you pay. It's not free. It's a per minute charge. Depending on which kind of mindset you are coming in, wo price increase decrease hote rehta hai. And that's why we say love. It's a beautiful equation. Love means respect plus safety. That is why all of us like being loved. Because I get that respect. I get that attention. And that strokes my ego in a positive way. And I feel safe. Dar dar ke pyar kiya nahi jata. No, that is not pyar, right? That is, and sooner or later you will realize. Sooner or later you will realize. Let's not go there. We are on the mountain top. Let's maintain that awareness. So love is equal to respect plus safety. And the beauty is, again, you look at this respect. Respect. Because you are unique, I respect you for who you are and such a big thing in today's relationships. I allow you to be who you want to be. That's okay. Imagine this kind of relationship. And where does this come from? By just remembering one principle of soul consciousness. Smriti, I am a soul. Translate that into principle. First principle, I am unique. put that into practice, that is practicing soul consciousness. Soul consciousness does not mean main ghar jaake dikhta nahi na atma dekhne ki koshish kar raha hu, are wo dikhta nahi bhai, you can't see it. So when you practice it, soul consciousness means what? Not trying to see it, but putting this into action, bringing this into your awareness, and most of the interpersonal conflicts disappear. You need not like what I like, and I need not like what you like, and that is okay. And that is soul consciousness, that is applied spirituality. Now, is this spirituality good or bad? Right? Can we practice this into our day-to-day life or not? It takes effort, naturally. And as in Brahma Kumaris we say, devta banna aasan nahi hai. Jaise ki maasi ke ghar gaye. Itna aasan nahi hai. Mehnat karna padta hai. Right? And I'll make an interesting observation here about conflict resolution. Whenever there is a conflict, the cause of the conflict is always me, not you. You are getting up late and I have a conflict with that. But you are happy getting up late. Who is having the problem? If you get up late, I am having the problem. So who is creating the conflict? I am creating the conflict. And then I say, unke saath mera conflict hai. Unke saath koi conflict nahi hai. Wo happy hai. He is happy. She is happy doing what they want to do. Your team member comes late and you have a conflict. They are happy coming late. So who is having the conflict? Who is creating the conflict? You are creating the conflict. Now, this insight helps you to take charge of things. I'm not saying you have to blame yourself. Now, instead of becoming a victim, you become a master. You are creating it means you can also resolve it. So you start taking the responsibility. And it increases mutual acceptance. Acceptance is not agreement. Two different things. When I accept what you are saying, it means I am respecting your opinion. I can still disagree with it. Most of us misunderstand this. That's why we don't allow the other person to speak, because we know we don't want to agree. Manna hi nahi hai to sunke kya karenge bala bhai, isliye sunenge bhi nahi. And that spoils all the relationships. But when you listen, allow them to speak. Have you observed this? When you listen patiently, give them attention, and then you give your alternate opinion, the chances of they accepting or they agreeing with you increase. Yes or no? Because what human beings want is acceptance, not agreement. Please understand. And acceptance means respecting my opinion. When I accept you, it means I am respecting your opinion. I might disagree with it. Absolutely okay. Right? That's why I worked with the same manager for 19 years in my previous company. He would tell me, he gave a beautiful principle. Bala, let us agree to disagree so that we don't become disagreeable to each other. Let us agree to disagree so that we don't become disagreeable to each other. You don't have to agree what I am saying, but I want you to do this. And I also know you don't agree with me. And I don't agree with you, but I'll still do it. Because I think if you feel passionate, there must be something in it. I may not agree, but let me do it. That's acceptance. See the difference? Big difference. And where does this come from? From that one simple principle. I am unique. This is just a trailer. Picture abhi baki hai. We may not have time to complete the picture, but you're getting the sense. Okay? Big, big, big thing in India. Balabhai, IIT, IIM, ये painter बनना चाहता है, कहाँ से निकलते हैं, ये क्या गलती किया है मैंने, IIT, IIM, engineering तो करें, कम से कम CA तो बने, painter क्या बनना चाहता है, your children are not your children. They came through you, not from you. Your children are not your children. They came through you, not from you. Khalil Gibran, he writes that in Prophet. They have their own story to tell. don't force them in your image because they are unique. And see the amount of stress today's kids go through, because we never take time to understand their uniqueness. You know, when I do this for a bunch of leaders, after a week they come back and some of them, they just start crying. They said, Bala, in the last so many years I have been comparing my one kid with the other kid and forcing them ki agar wo pad sakta hai to kyun nahi pad sakti, kyun nahi kar sakti, ek hi maa baap ke bete hain, ek hi ghar mein pale bade hain, aap ye kyun nahi kar sakte. But in the last 1 week I changed it. I just started observing what is their uniqueness, and that non-judgmental awareness has increased that bonding and that love between me and my kid. Now my kid doesn't have to worry, wo dar nikal gaya, because I don't judge them, because I allow them to be themselves, because they are unique, and whichever path they want to take, I am absolutely okay. Just one principle, I am unique, and see how it completely transforms our relationships with our loved ones. Impact on work, every team member is respected as they are, and this creates safe space, and this is what promotes psychological safety. Google tried this experiment called Project Aristotle. They spent a few million dollars, did that research for more than a couple of years, trying to find out what are the characteristics of the most effective team. And after all this research, they figured out the first characteristic is, do the team members feel psychologically safe to be themselves? And where does it come from? When you as a manager start respecting their individuality. And if there is one team member who usually finds faults in what you are saying and he disagrees, invite mat karo usko. ये पूरा करते हैं उसके बाद FYI भेज देते हैं, मैं तो दिमाग खराब करेगा वो. But you would not say that if you internalize this principle. You are unique, I respect, and I need not agree with you every time, and he need not agree with me every time, and that's okay. And see the safe space it creates. Then every opinion becomes useful. A lot of organizations do not progress to their best potential because they don't. And that's what increases psychological safety and takes the quality of conversations a notch higher, because I'm not trying to force you, I'm not trying to make you agree with me, I just want to listen. I will allow you to speak, I will listen, even if you are saying something 180 degrees opposite, it's okay, because I know you are unique and I'm unique too. Because now everybody feels safe. They can open up, they can say, can we try this? Maybe this doesn't work. How many times in your professional life, during a team meeting, you wanted to say something and then said, nahi, we'll keep quiet. And then after whatever you were thinking actually happens, mujhe pata tha, aisa hone hi wala tha. Then why didn't you speak? Because you were scared. You will be judged. But if your manager, whoever the leader was, if they were unique and they internalized this principle, you would feel safe. And see the difference, that would have avoided so much of unnecessary loss. Now, take time for self-reflection. What specific challenges in my life, in my relationships and at my workplace can I overcome using the awareness of I am unique? I'll give you 5 minutes, think through. Okay, you're able to make at least one insight, one or two insights, very good. Now again, when I stand here and then see, each one of you is unique, koi sunenge, koi soenge, can I control? Absolutely okay, because this is 250 unique people, yes or no? So that brings down your unnecessary stress levels. Because you don't get stressed at all. Next, I am equal, not same. There's a difference. I am neither lesser than someone nor more than someone. I am equal. Because each one of us is a soul, not a role. Now you see the relationship, how it goes to a completely different level. Each one of us is a divine being. Each one of us is a loveful child of God. Even if you don't believe a God, ऐसा समझने में क्या जाता है? अच्छा ही है ना? ये सुनो, and then that takes it the whole thing to a different level, because I will stop comparing, which is the biggest problem in today's world, exacerbated by the social media, because that is what social media thrives on. And this is a natural extension of I am unique, because can I ever become same like you? Impossible, because that violates the first principle which we all agreed, that I am unique. So if you believe that you are unique, then the next extension is I am equal. Then both of us are equal, we are not same, and we will never be same anyway, and has huge impact on mental health, especially on self-acceptance. And this, I believe, is why spirituality needs to be taught at the school level. When a kid starts inculcating these simple principles and start practicing, when the parents start treating their children this way, imagine the kind of children that would grow up to be. And that is why spirituality is important. Not after 60 or 70, but right at the young age, in this form. As a human being, I deserve same kind of respect like anyone else. That increases my self-respect, because I am equal. I am neither less nor more. Hum na sir utha ke baat karenge, na sir jhuka ke baat karenge. Hum aank mila ke baat karenge. You must have heard that. Not mine. This is from our Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji, when he was announced as Prime Minister. When they said that inko foreign policy nahi aati hai, toh kya karenge? He said, this is my principle. Right? I'm equal. And eliminates all artificial disparities created based on body consciousness. My color, religion, gender, role, my property, whatever, all of them are associated with body, not with the soul. Right? Aham Atma. Very simple. Next, I am valuable. Write about all your positive qualities in 2 minutes. Don't feel shy. Whatever positive qualities you have, write them. I will not ask anyone to verify. This is for you. So keep writing. Pen rukna nahi chahiye. Likhte jao. I allowed myself to come to Brahmakumaris and attend this retreat. Is that not a positive quality? Because you allowed yourself to learn something positive, and that in itself is positive, right? Good. Keep reviewing that list every day, and please carry your notebook with yourself. Don't leave it here. This we will skip because we don't have time, but once you take that, once you go back home, you can share with someone whom you don't know or one of your family members. So, and the next one is, remember, another aspect of soul consciousness. I am master. What are the qualities of a master? Master not in the form of a teacher. Master. Control. Very good. Peace. Love. Self-respect, awareness, discipline, acceptance, listener, understanding, forgiver, willpower, patience, yes Prathamesh, decision making, fantastic, initiator, very good. So now let's see, capable, confident, independent, fearless, provides that hope. Has that positivity and motivation in addition to all the qualities you gave. Okay? What are the opposite qualities? Absolutely. Yeah. So all these demotivate and keep a lid on your capabilities, even if you have them inside. Because you are not having the smriti of So if you think I am a victim, then what happens? All these things come. Just flip the switch, change the smriti, I am the master. If I am the master, then I am creating my own experience. Last week I was having a conversation with Shivani Ben, and then I asked her, out of all the principles that you have shared as a part of awakening in more than 20 years, what is one principle that brought about huge amount of change in most of those who follow these principles? And her answer was, most of them, they shared with her, they took back the control of their life. They realized that they are more powerful than they think they are, that they are the master. And that changed the whole life. They no longer feel they are the victim. So that victim consciousness transformed. So when I take the responsibility for my own emotions, when I take the responsibility for my own actions, I become very powerful. When I give it to somebody else, when I'll allow them to press my buttons, that is when I'll become a victim. So as a master, I create my own experience and I choose to be happy. This is soul consciousness. As a master, I respond, I don't react, I don't blame others or situations. Because blame never solves anything. I am assertive, I'm not. Yeah, being aggressive is weakness. Being a master means accepting and acknowledging my capabilities and so when I have this smriti that I am the master, I move into a position of strength. What does that mean? Actions driven by faith in the self move me into a position of strength. When I operate from a position of strength, I drive things rather than I am okay, because with whatever this information I have today, I am making this decision and I will live with it. A couple of years ago, we constructed a new home. And those of you who have constructed a new home, you will understand that you have to make thousands of decisions with absolutely no knowledge how it's going to turn out 2 or 3 years later. And that's what creates a lot of pressure. And that's where I practice it. I said myself, Bala, with whatever little information you are having, your intent is good, you are making the best decision. If something can be corrected later, you can correct it. Don't agonize, try your best and make the decision and move on. That's it. Because otherwise there is no point in me agonizing about karu, na karu, karu, na karu. The cost of indecision is a lot of times costlier than the cost of decision. Right? So when I operate from position of strength, I drive things rather than being driven. It's about accepting and acting without feeling sad, bad or mad. This is where a lot of our time and energy goes unnecessarily. I acknowledge others' contribution and capabilities without feeling, because I am the master, I am unique. Yes, somebody can get 99 and I got only 97, I am okay, because we are unique. We are not same. This is the biggest cause of mental health, right? Mental health issues. Because I am not comfortable with who I am. I don't accept myself. I keep rejecting. When you move into the position of strength, this is the brain and this is what we call as the thinking brain, the prefrontal cortex. So when I am relaxed, when I am in a position of strength, when I am assertive, my prefrontal cortex or my thinking brain is active. As you can see here, then I function normally. But when I am in a victim position, victim consciousness, when I get too emotional, especially with negative emotions, amygdala, the emotional center of my brain, gets activated. And the interesting things, you see this? It's like a seesaw, thinking brain and emotional brain. When this one gets activated, what is happening to the thinking brain? Literally the blood flow to this part of the brain reduces. That means the neural real estate that is needed for me to make decisions is no longer there. That's why the wisdom says, relax. Don't get emotional. Don't get angry. I'm not talking about the positive emotions. I'm talking about the negative ones mostly. And this is what science is showing now. And this is where the meditation and this is how the meditation helps. It helps you to move from this state to this state. And that is the practice of soul consciousness. Is this good or bad? If you are not a master, you can never operate at your full potential. Agreed? I apply this principle even when I prepare for the talk. I have absolutely no clue who is going to come, whether I am going to listen, sunenge ya soenge, taali bajayenge ya nahi bajayenge, likhenge ya nahi likhenge. I have no clue. Then why do I keep worrying about it? Will my client sign the project? I have no clue. Will I get this job? But what I can focus on is that is position of strength. I'll still have the thought, you know, what is it that they might like? What is it? What is the kind of audience that is coming in? I will think about it because I want them to take something. That's why I will focus on expressing, not on impressing. Well, as a coach and a counselor, sometimes I get some of these cases where one of my friends, he introduced his friend who was a drug addict. He tried his best. He has been moving back and forth from rehab and then to the normal, again back to rehab, going on for a few years. And he said, Bala, can you speak with him? I said, fine. So I started having conversation. And then this point came up that I am the master. I choose. And I am not a slave of some substance. He started crying, literally. He said, I thought until today that I was a slave, that I had no control over my life. This one change in Smriti that I am the master, that conversation happened 4 years ago, and he is still sober. Right? Because he keeps bringing this thought inside his mind whenever it comes. I taught him a little bit of affirmations and a little bit of positive self-talk that I am the master. I am not a slave of a substance. Just one smriti. See the power. Man goda hai, kutta hai, billi hai. Yehi humko sikhaya jata hai. Bandar hai. And that is why we don't even try to control our thoughts. But now you start. I am the master. Yes or no? If I am the master, I can control my mind. And you start doing it. Because if I start that I can't control my mind, then there is nothing else to do. But when I change my smriti, I say I am the master, I can control my mind. See the difference it makes. At least you will start doing it. And then you will start experiencing it. Then you can start practicing meditation, positive self-talk. The same thing with your mobile. Yesterday, where did we stop? What did we say? What was the last sentence? Mobile? Mobile mera hai. Main mobile ka nahi. Can we say that again? Again. Again. Please remind this mantra every day at least a couple of times so that you assert your mastery. This is one way of reminding that I am the master. I am not a victim. And again, club this with I am unique. Each one of us is a Picasso in our own way. And remember, the biological capability for me to become the best that I can become is neuroplasticity. It's already given by nature. And if you have not gone around and then seen this, I would encourage you before you go for lunch, spend some time and then read all this. And if you like some, make a note and then go for lunch. Few minutes, it's okay. So this we will skip for now, but you can make a note. What specific challenges in my life can I overcome using the awareness of I am the master? You can do that reflection. Let's move on. The next one is I am powerful. I am capable. If you believe you can do something or you cannot do something, you are absolutely right. Who am I to question that? So when I start with I am powerful, I am capable, you see how the whole thing that follows changes. And now you are able to connect dots why we talk so much about affirmations. These are not empty statements. When we start with this awareness that I am a soul and a bundle of virtues, reminding myself of my virtues and my powers are affirmations. As simple as that. I am eternal. About 20 years ago, we have Spark, Spiritual Applications Research Center, as a part of Brahma Kumaris, where we do experimentation on applications of Raj Yoga in day-to-day life. 20 years ago, Kidwai Memorial Cancer Hospital in Bangalore, some of our BKs, they started going to that hospital and they had a small room below the stairs outside. They cleaned it up and then they started doing meditation every day for 1 hour. Just that, nothing else. Just clean stuff up. They would go there for 1 hour, do meditation and then come back. No distributing pamphlets, no talking to anyone. And when they started doing this, slowly the caretakers started coming in and they started feeling good because the vibrations changed of that place with constant meditation. And when the caretakers liked it, they brought in their patients. Because this is a long time, right? Cancer means it's not so easy, it takes a lot of time. So they brought in the patient who was actually going through this problem. And the very first lesson, when they started sitting there, they liked it. They said, "Hum aur sunao." Then they started the 7 days course. And the very first lesson they learnt is, I am a soul, I am eternal. Their fear of death disappeared. They said, yes, I am going to be alive even after this, but in a different body. And you should have seen the difference in their face. And medicines actually started working. They were more peaceful, they were more relaxed, they were now listening to the doctors. They were no longer feeling helpless because I am eternal. How powerful. And all their doctors, they visited Mount Abu when they saw this transformation in their patients. Dharana, the third step. It's no longer theory. Ian Stevenson, his studies in reincarnation, very famous, which he did in 60s. Very clearly show that yes, there is something that survives, the consciousness survives the death. And when you search on near death experiences, another book, one of my favorite books, the title of the book is Lessons from the Light. Please buy and read Lessons from the Light by Kenneth O. Ring, name of the book. Very, very powerful. Lessons from the Light. From the Light, L-I-G-H-T, Lessons from the Light by Kenneth O. Ring. And when you read and when you see those videos on the YouTube, you will understand that yes, we do survive death, so I'm eternal. So soul consciousness means I'm unique, I'm equal, I'm valuable, I'm master, I'm creator, I'm capable, I'm eternal, I'm connected. Now, aren't these self-evident? Will you fight with me if I say you are unique? No, no, I am a copycat. No, 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 I am a slave. No, 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 I am less than somebody else. Will you fight? Deep inside you can feel it, right? Yes, this is who I am. That's the beauty. Now, when so many self-evident feelings are coming in, maybe this is true. Maybe. Yes, I am a soul. Maybe that is true. And I'm not this body. When there is so much positivity involved, when so many self-evident truths are there, that means I am a soul, maybe that is true. And I am light. And when we inculcate these principles, and you saw that in different aspects, at self, at work, in relationships, that is when soul consciousness promotes. So this is the foundation, this is the basic. Agar ye change in smriti nahi hai, to baki kuch bhi aap nahi la payenge. Until you change this smriti, that's why we always start with that first lesson. Now there are other lessons. Abhi ye to sirf trailer hai. We just took one principle. Aham atma, mama shariram. That's all we are exploring. Have you seen that? I'm not talking any complicated philosophy here. Very simple, one line, first lesson. We learnt about from Raj Yoga day before yesterday. This is what the world wants. You know, all of us, whenever we get into a conversation with another person, we wear an invisible tag around our neck, even when we are speaking with our loved ones. And there are two sentences written on that. Can you guess? Two sentences are written on that. All of us carry that. I am right, you are wrong. No. Respect me, don't judge me. Fundamental need. Every time we get into a conversation, is that not running inside our head? That's what gives rise to fear. Ye judge na kare. That they don't disrespect. Respect me, don't judge me. And that is what you will get naturally when you start practicing soul consciousness, this Atma Abhimani Sthiti. Empathy becomes natural. I don't have to struggle. Right? Accepting who you are and your uniqueness is empathy and allowing yourself to be yourself. I'm not doing anything extra. And this is huge in the corporate world. How can I make you speak? How can I make you allow you to be yourself? First, I need to change. Then my team changes. That builds confidence and that brings out the leader in you naturally. That is what brings detachment. Do you have a notebook? Can you open and then start reading? Not aloud, just read silently. Open the notebook. Yeah, whatever you have written. Okay, keep bringing your notebook closer. As you read, keep bringing it closer. Keep bringing it closer. Keep bringing it closer. Even more close. Even more close. Now cover your eyes with that book. Now tell me, are you able to read? Your own book. What changed? What changed? What changed? Distance. The distance. That is what we call as clarity of distance. Your own book, your own handwriting, when you keep it here, you can't see it. This is attachment. When you are so engrossed, but when you create the distance, your own baby, your own problem, you only have to solve it, but create the distance. Then you get clarity. This is detachment. That's why in our culture, we talk about detachment. Detachment, not running away. If I take the book and I ask you to read from here, you won't be able to because this is too far. This is dissociation, running away. Won't work. Neither attachment nor dissociation. Both of them don't work. What works? And when will you get that detachment? When I start practicing soul consciousness. And that is the crux of any spirituality. And that is when you will be able to make unbiased decisions. Because now you are detached. You are looking at the facts as they are. You are not getting carried away with your own story. Last one, I am light. So at Brahma Kumaris we talk about being double light. So double light means swarup be light, and when I start bringing this into my consciousness, when I start practicing all this, what will my sthiti become? Bhari lagega, halka lagega na, and that is light. So swarup is light, sthiti is light, and that is why we say double light. डबल लाइट बनना है, सिंगल लाइट नहीं, श्योर? हाँ, इज इट ओके? वी एक्सपीरियंस द लाइट, फ्यू मिनट्स वी हैव दीदी जी ऑल्सो एंड देन यू विल गेट द वरदान ब्लेसिंग एंड द टोली. यस, विल डू दैट. यस, वी कैन गेट दीदी, शी कैन लीड द मेडिटेशन. आई विल डू. ओके, sit straight, have your back well supported, don't fold your arms, don't fold your legs, take a deep breath, breathe slowly and deeply. As you breathe in, observe the muscles of your stomach expand. As you breathe out, observe the muscles of your stomach contract. Breathe slowly and deeply. Let go of any tension in any part of your body and relax yourself. Visualize a shining bright white star in the middle of your forehead. A shining bright white star spreading the rays of peace and relaxation all around you. This is me. Aham Atma Mama Shariram. I am a bundle of virtues. I am peaceful. I am loveful. I am powerful. I am unique. I am equal. I am valuable. I am master. I am eternal. I am never alone. I am always connected with my father, Param Atma. And I am light. If he is almighty authority, then I, his child, I am master almighty authority. I am peaceful. I am loveful. I am capable. And I am unique. Spread the rays of peace and relaxation and empowerment all around you. This is the true empowerment of the soul. Recognizing and realizing that I am a soul. J. gently rub your palms and wipe your eyes. Gently open your eyes.